Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
Friendraiser continues here on Your Network of Praise, and one of the most exciting things that YNOP has become involved with in recent years is the establishment of a radio station in Boma, in Tanzania, and we're very happy to have Bishop Eludi with us today. And Bishop, welcome back to Your Network of Praise.
Oh, thank you very much. Always is my pleasure.
Well, it's been many years now since we first began getting acquainted. The first thing that we partnered with your ministry on was medical work. We provided some financial support to the medical teams, and that work continues to go strong.
Yes. We have our dear sister Linda, who is a nurse, and he comes from this town of Helena, Montana. Uh-huh. And she took a team to Tanzania. And while there, then YNOP took on the information and aired that information about the work that Linda and the team is doing in Tanzania. And praise the Lord, from there on, YNOP have been just our closest partner.
Yeah. Well, it's been a joy to do that. It took a few years to get the license and everything, but in December of 2015, New Life Radio Network began. And tell us a little bit about what has been going on through the radio station over the past few years.
Yes, the radio station has been really growing and reaching many, many people. First of all, we get to all the requests, people calling in, and we prayed for them, and many, many people get healed, and radio is really reaching about 1.5 million people.
Wow.
In actually 3 states. And so we are so glad that we can just preach the gospel and go into the homes without invitation.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I like about radio is going everywhere without being invited. But preaching, you just have to be invited. Or you invite people to come and not just to speak. But when you have radio, you just speak, and then it goes to the homes and to the vehicles, and people hear the gospel. That's very interesting to see this tool, how it works so nicely and really reach thousands of people.
Yeah. Now, the last few years have been difficult around the world in general, but what has the last few years looked like in Tanzania?
Like COVID, it's one thing that was difficult. We realized that many churches couldn't operate and couldn't meet. But radio station took off and really reached many people. And we prayed for many people. And even now, because of the radio station, now we have a church in Boma and also where the tower is in Sadala. And so these churches are just growing. And many meetings right now, and many people have really get to love the radio and just say, well, I listen New Life Radio all the time. And we hear that you also have the partners in US YNOP, and we are so glad we are praying for them. And so it's just a blessing to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, over the years, you've sent us testimonies from listeners to New Life Radio, and we've shared those with YNOP listeners. But you also have a weekly prayer meeting in which listeners to New Life Radio are invited to come together to pray. That turns out to be quite a big thing a lot of weeks, correct?
Yes. Every Thursday. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday is a prayer meeting that we invite people from different places and those who are working to come. And also we will pray, we'll pray with them and have service and air the service on the radio. And then many people hear, and also they are prayed for. And those who can, they come. And also we have really a turnout, which is about a blessing which has made up even to think about buying a land now so we can have a big church in Boma and also have big church in Sadala. So that is really wonderful. And as we shared right now here, if we get the extension, we want to go to the capital city of Dodoma and really see that YNOP is getting the word going and New Life Radio doing the job.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you more about that opportunity in a few minutes, but going back to the churches at Boma and Sadala, these are mainly made up of New Life Radio listeners.
Yes. We couldn't have the churches there, not at all, because it's just like a hard place. People, it's just like everybody seems to be busy and really starting a church. You don't know how you can call people to come together. But with radio, you just kind of preach the gospel and invite people, and they come. So we have these two churches really grow. And this is very, very hard place in the state of Kilimanjaro to get any church started. But because people are too busy there and doing business. All they know is just business. But, you know, God is good, and people are coming to the Lord. And we thank God for YNOP.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned you pray for people on the air. Of course, there's music that you play throughout the day. But what are some of the other things that you broadcast on New Life Radio?
First of all, we broadcast preaching and songs and questions and answers from the Bible, and also teaching people health, how to keep their health and the food to eat, because the government have advised us that we can teach people how to get good health. And so we teach them that, and so that's one of the subjects which we share with the government, teaching people how to eat well and get protein and vitamin and so forth. So we have those subjects, and also prayer. We have a long time prayer, praying for people, praying for the country, praying for the world, pray for USA, pray for Africa, pray for Europe, pray for Israel, and pray for Asia, pray for really the world, seriously. And so we have those kind of program.
Yeah. There's a lot of fruit coming out of New Life Radio, and of course it's been on the air now for over 8 years, so many people have come to Christ, many people have grown in their faith, and that then adds the thought, well, what if we could do more? And that is why you mentioned Dodoma a few minutes ago. Dodoma is the national capital of Tanzania, correct?
Yes. That's where the government is. Mm-hmm. And it's a really kind of a good field for radio as well as church. And so we are thinking so much of Dodoma, what we could do. And I see that even the ministers hear the gospel and members of the parliament, which I have a little bit acquainted of few, which I believe if we have like a center, we can have more members of parliament come and hear the gospel.
What a blessing that would be, just to have access to them. And of course, they're very much acquainted with your work already, because last year you had a celebration of the 40th anniversary of International Evangelism Outreach, and the Prime Minister of Tanzania actually came and gave a speech and was part of the celebration events.
Yes, our Prime Minister was impressed so much with the work that we have done 40 years, training men and women free and send them to plant churches. And now seeing that the ministry is growing, the government has come aside to support and even to see what we can do more to forward the gospel.
Yeah, that is really good. And as you talk about Dodoma, there is a possibility for radio that we're looking into. that there may be a chance to get a radio station there. There would be a lot of expense with that, so we would ask people pray that if that's the Lord's direction, that the money be made available for us to be able to go forward there. But you have some other work already underway in Dodoma that's kind of under construction at the moment.
Yes, I think this was preparation, Roger. That big things are coming. Mm-hmm. To see that God has given us 8 acres of land and mm-hmm. even water in the land. So we have water. And now in 2 weeks we'll have electricity. So mm-hmm. if we have that and the road, of course, I show you the picture about the highway, which is going to surround Dodoma, which we are very close to that highway. And so we really want to reach the official people in the government to hear the gospel.
And you have this land, 8 acres of land, and as you mentioned, you have water and electricity that are coming in, and a new highway that's being built around the city that is very close to the land. So
very
this is an area that's going to be very accessible.
Yes.
This would be good for people in Dodoma and particularly the political leadership of Tanzania that could all come and be a part of prayer events at the center, teaching times, and whatever else can be done there.
And you know, especially that's where Prime Minister live.
Really?
In Dodoma.
Mm-hmm.
In a very close hill that is way up there. And you can see it as you come into Dodoma, the hill where the Prime Minister live. So to invite him to come to our center and then even other officials is very easy if we get that radio going.
Yeah,
and it will be just a very, very good tool to reach the officials of the government.
Yeah, and we can't provide much in the line of details right now, but just to say that there is a radio station that very likely could be purchased if we could provide the funds to do that. And that would be a huge extension of the ministry of New Life Radio, because how
Amen.
Many people would be covered by a radio station in Dodoma?
Oh, in Dodoma? We will cover, let's say, in Dodoma alone, they are running into 1 million pretty soon, running to 1 million. And then, because it was like nothing, but when the government moved there, everybody is moving there, everybody is building now, everybody is moving from which city, what city, and they are coming all to Dodoma because there is business because of that, and also there is also the activities of government, so that there are so many jobs coming up. And businesses are coming up. And so the city itself will count on 1 million people beside those small cities after Dodoma. There is a lot of cities. Every road, like I show you, going to Singida, there is a little city. Going to Arusha, there is a small city which will hear the radio. And also going to Dar es Salaam, there is another city. Going to Iringa, Mbeya, to the border of Tanzania and Zambia. All that area and all that road, heading to that way, there is a lot of small cities. So makes it like we will reach about 2 million easy.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, easy.
So that is our first prayer request for YNOP listeners, is that God would open the doors to make negotiations possible to purchase the radio station there. And then, of course, the funds, because there would be the cost of buying it and then other costs in getting it kind of customized for the work that New Life Radio would be doing there.
Yeah.
But the potential to reach a couple million citizens of Tanzania plus government leaders would be very good. And since the Lord has already provided the land and the facility that you're constructing right now, it seems like having a radio station there would be a perfect addition.
Yes.
So we really want to see people praying for that to come together
Amen.
As soon as possible.
Amen. I will encourage them as they have looking into help us, YNOP, and also helping us, New Life Radio. I believe they are doing good work, and all this work is growing. How many radio stations now you have built in America, and how many work and people have been reached? You know, in Luke 15, we read about two things that Jesus said about the lost sheep. One, lost sheep. And then lost one coin. And he said, if you find that coin, you rejoice. In other words, Jesus was talking about the souls, not really coin, not the sheep. But when you have one lost soul, the kingdom in heaven, they rejoice because of that. And that's our task. Yeah. YNOP and New Life Radio is to get one soul to Christ nearly every day, every hour. And that's what pleases God if we do that. And I believe that this radio in Dodoma will bring more souls to the kingdom.
Yeah. It's very a very good thing for many reasons. One, just the fact that there's 2 million people that would be covered. But then the other is, you look across Africa, and many of the nations of Africa have very unstable government situations. Tanzania is actually pretty good. In the 60-plus years that it has been in its current form as a nation, it's had more stability than a lot of areas. And there are many Christians in Tanzania already, and I believe that has made an impact.
Yes.
But now you think of having the new ministry center that you're building and possibly a radio station in the national capital, the access you would have to the people who are leading Tanzania, the access that they would have to hearing Christian radio broadcasts, hearing prayer times, hearing teaching, this would be so powerful and so good for the country, I believe, long term, that it's something that is worth our time to really pray about and try to find a way to see it through.
Amen. And I believe that our people here in America, they have supported the work for many, many years. They know how giving is a blessing from the Lord, and giving to the gospel, the fruit which has come out of that. And we believe that giving to the Lord is giving to God himself, because you are giving so that people will come to the kingdom. Yeah. And people will come because there is a lost people, and that's why Christ came to this world. He came just for looking for the lost souls. And today, we can just do that job. And America is doing well in that. They understand. And I'm so pleased, I'm so glad to see that America is the best and the number one country which knows how to give to the kingdom of God, what really makes the difference.
Yeah. I was in Washington, D.C. a few years ago for a meeting with a member of the United States House of Representatives, and he told us that at that time, a few years ago, 86% of the evangelism taking place around the world was being funded by people in the United States. And I think we need to take that very seriously, that this is an important role that God has given us to provide the way for people in Africa to evangelize Africa and for people in Asia to evangelize Asia.
Yes.
Many times there are good people prepared to do the work, but they have to have help from us to cover the costs of doing that. And this is one example of that. So we really want to see what God might do in the next few months to make it possible to buy a radio station and get that ministry that's underway expanded. And now International Evangelism Outreach celebrated its 40th anniversary last year, same as YNOP did.
Yeah.
Both were founded in 1983.
Oh.
And in addition to the radio station, you have many other things, the orphanage, primary schools. But one of them that YNOP listeners helped with a few years ago was the Crower Trade School.
Yes.
And we provided funds to see some of the work of that school expanded. And tell us a little bit about what is going on at Crower Trade School these days.
Yes, Crower Trade School now, they have beds, they have room, they have students now, they eat there, they have kitchen. And because of the support that we received last year, beds, mattresses, and God is really doing amazing. And from last year, we can even hire teachers there. And now they can teach four trade. Yeah. One is sewing, Another one is masonry and welding and carpentry. Mm. So those trade we can do now and with the help. And now the students can just board there because there is bed and there is mattress there.
Wow. Yes. We were very happy to be involved in that because of the fact that there is such a need for training in Tanzania so that the men and women can get good jobs or they can start their own business with things like welding or carpentry or sewing. And so we were really thankful that we could be a part of that, and it's good to hear that update.
Yes, it's really working good now. And the trade school is stable right now, that people are even starting believing and sending students there at this point. Yes.
That is really wonderful.
Amen.
Well, we look at what God is doing through the trade school, the radio station, the medical missions, the primary schools, and the other things, and we just say praise the Lord for everything that He has done. And this all came out of your initial vision many, many years ago that has led to Christ being lifted up in the lives of who knows how many people, millions probably by now.
Amen.
But I just want to ask, you've told me your story. How was it that you personally came to Christ?
Oh, God is so good. Myself, how I came to Christ, I was just in Arusha, which is like away, about 30 miles away from my village. And when I was there, I heard people preach the gospel. And if you give your life to Jesus, then He will change your life completely. Hmm. And that was really good, message. But I said, okay, maybe one day, not today. So I just put off. But going home, the word didn't go away. I put off, but the word keep coming. And going home and spend a night, I was restless. I couldn't really sleep. I couldn't feel like I could get rid of that message. But one day I was going to Arusha again and waiting for the bus at the highway. And it happens that the accident happened. And the bus had an accident and many people, died there. And I ran there and see one young man, very young and almost like my age then those days, like 20 years old, 22 years old, or maybe 30 if the most. But then I said, if I die, young like this, where do I go? Because the message is like, okay, you need to be saved. What if you die? You go to hell. And I said, no. I am young. And I saw this young man laying here dead. And I said, okay, I better find my way to Christ. And so I followed those people in Arusha again, and they prayed for me. And I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior, and from that moment, my life was completely free and changed, and I accepted Jesus. That's my testimony, how I came to Christ. Yeah.
And after accepting Jesus over these many years now, He has put your commitment to Him and commitment to people to good use.
Yes.
And so we're going to pray that in the days ahead, God will continue to expand your ministry, because there is another 22-year-old person out there in one of the areas of Tanzania where New Life Radio is heard.
Yeah.
Maybe a new radio station in Dodoma would be the way to reach some of them, that God would do the same thing again, that He will bring more people to Christ and then call them into His service so they can make a difference in Tanzania.
Amen.
Well, Bishop, thank you for your time today. And last question is just, how can YNOP listeners be praying for you as you go forward?
I believe that the prayer I need is I need prayer to see that America get out of this situation, the border, Mexico and the U.S. That has been in my heart. And I'm sincerely praying for that. and also praying for my country. We have election this year and the year to come, next year, and we want peace. We want peace. When we are preaching the gospel, peace is number one, so that people can listen and also accept the Lord than just running like refugees. And that is not really something that we need to see, especially where the world is right now, is in turmoil. So, and so that what we've shared, that the gospel will go forth to have this station in Dodoma, that has touched my heart so much, and I'm excited already that God is working and he will make the door. And so that's what I really need God to do at this point.
We'll be praying about that in the days ahead and seeing how the Lord leads to make it possible to have a 24-hour-a-day gospel witness on radio.
Amen.
In the nation's capital.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.